Let's check in with Peterson Farm Seed, Danny Sanders. Hello, Danny.
Hi, Mick.
And I guess that's the number one question everybody asks each other. How's the show been for you?
Actually, I think turnout's been great. This is my first day here, and typically last day it's pretty dead out there, but there's still people walking around, people catching the afternoon, so that's great. I'm glad people are, after last year, maybe weren't sure if people were going to come back, and I'm glad they did.
Yeah, we're all trying to get back to normal, finding some kind of normalcy.
Exactly, so it feels good to have everybody here again.
Yeah,
so.
some kind of normalcy in the world.
Right,
Who cares about what's going on in other countries or other parts of the U.S.? Big Iron's back.
Exactly.
Yeah, so for sure. All right, well, you're a territory manager for Peterson Farm Seed,
yep.
So what's your territory?
So I'm East Central North Dakota, so I cover Highway 200 out to about Highway 1 and then down along the interstate and a little bit into Minnesota as well.
All right, up in the Norman County area, that area?
Yep, that's core Minnesota part for me, yep.
You got the good land.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think so. I like it. So.
Yeah, and some good farmers in that part of the world, too.
Yeah, I work with good people, so it makes life easy.
Did they plant anything different this year than years past?
You know, I think people are sticking to what works for them. A lot of question marks this year, just with fertilizer, chemical. But I think people are sticking with what traits have worked for them in the past and are continuing with that. A lot of interest in the XtendFlex and what's going to come with that. So everybody's just, it's still just a question mark. They're wondering, do I need to have my chemical in my shed before I book seed? Or, so just weighing options and what's going to work for this coming year.
Yeah, I know that is a major unknown. Like, there's so many unknowns in the world now, which is crazy. Can we get Roundup next year? Is dicamba going to be around? I mean, there's just so many unknowns. There's more of uncertainty in agriculture. Can I get parts for the combine?
Than ever before. Yeah, I know. It seems like you're kind of getting hit from all angles, really.
Yeah. Finally, well, the price is a little good, I guess.
And that always helps. If they have money, that always makes conversations a little easier. So we'd rather have that. But then production costs are up too. So having to deal with that too is kind of another hurdle.
Yeah. All right. Well, from Peterson Farm Seed, I guess what kind of programs do you have moving forward through the fourth quarter of 2021?
Right now is our Promise Plus program. It's our early commitment reward program and runs through December into January. But it's basically our thank you for committing early to Peterson Farm Seed.
All right. Well, I hear Carl on the radio talking about that. So.
Yes, it's 0% financing along with it. And it's worked well, and we're really happy with it.
Some people bought their car or their pickup based on it's 0% financing, and I'm going to run it out for 5 years. But with seed, if you can get 0% financing, that's pretty darn good.
It's a big deal. And for us to be able to offer that to our growers, it's a big deal for our growers, definitely.
Yeah, indeed. Again, do you see the pendulum swinging away from or to different weed management system, different traits, or, like you said, are guys sticking with what they've had?
I think they're, as long as it's working, they're sticking with what they had. Mm-hmm. I've heard some areas where, depending on if it's kochia or water hemp, they're going to go at it maybe a little bit differently, or maybe some have said, I'm even maybe running into some resistant dicamba weeds. So all of that's kind of playing, affecting some people's decisions. But I think as long as things have been working, they're sticking with what they know and sticking with that route. We feel fortunate that we can accommodate that and we have options. So, I know some companies don't, and we're just feel fortunate that we do.
Yeah, well, some producers love to try something different, but others say, I'm going to stick with what I've been doing all these years because it works for me.
Yeah, and I think on the Xtend side, there's definitely some interest on the Flex. And what I've said and what I think a lot of growers are going to be smart with is, you know, stick with your tried and true Xtend varieties. And let's test out these new Flex and see what they do, how they react on certain ground. You know, not go all in. Yeah. But, you know, and I think that's the, I honestly think that's the smart choice.
Sure. Do a little research, experiment, 10, 20, 80 acres every year. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. Start small, and that way you know if it's going to be a proven. A lot of these new, they're 22 varieties on the Flex side. We've tested them. We're confident in them. They're good enough to make our book, which is we feel like is saying something. But again, when you put it to the entire farm to it, you know, it's always nice to have some tried and trues in your back pocket too.
Yeah. Well, again, another thing that Carl talks about on the radio is replicated trials, and you, what, 30,000 every year out there?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, we lead that, and We bank a lot on it and put a lot of time and investment into it, and we think it helps.
Yeah. End of August you had your or first of September you had your
field day
and
yep.
Well attended, huh?
Yeah, yeah. We had a great day for it, good turnout. I always feel like anything that we can bring to our growers as far as education and you know, what's going on in the market and the industry, it's just any knowledge that we can give to the growers is really what we're all about.
Yeah, well, you do a great job of that for sure, bringing in some of the specialists from around the country, that whether it's Karen Corrigan or some of the other
John
folks.
John McGillicuddy has been one for years, yep.
The guru of growing corn, man alive, what a brain.
Yep. So.
Do you, in 2022, do you see the pendulum swinging more corn, less beans, or more beans, less corn?
You know, gosh, a good question. I think it'll be 50-50. I think some fertilizer prices is going to get, maybe some guys are going to shy away from some corn, and just with beans, the market's looking good. But, you know, I think it really is just depending on how things pencil. You know, I'm telling my guys soil tests to see what you need for fertilizer first before you maybe spend some money where you don't need to.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it'll probably end up same as it typically. It evens out, it seems like, a lot.
Kind of like their weed management system and the township board. They just vote to keep everything the way it was.
Yeah. A lot of times it ends up being that way.
And the school board. No,
yeah.
All right. Well, how do producers get a hold of you, whether it's East Central North Dakota or Northwest Minnesota?
Well, I know our contact information is listed on the website, so petersonfarmseed.com is where you can find any of the territory reps. We're all listed, and yeah, we're only a phone call away.
All right, Danny Sanders of Peterson Farm Seed. Great to visit with you.
Yes, you too.
And have a good rest of the show, the next 3 hours, 2 hours.
Yep,
and,
countdown's on, I think.
Yeah, and have a great fall.
All right, thanks so much, Vic.
You are very welcome.
Appreciate it.